Dímelo, mi gente. What's going on? Pop Culture Vultures is back at it again. Dímelo, your girl, la loca.
Of course, Utopia here. 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, watch out now. We moving on up.
You know, commitment looks good on us. Well, at least looks good on me. You've been committed.
Yeah,
so.
Man. I don't have commitment issues. I could stay in on something. As long as everybody's treating me well, I'm there.
Well, real quick. Okay, so with the commitment issue thing, because, you know, I guess when you speak something out loud, it mm-hmm. becomes a truth and a fact. So I just want to say this. I don't want to say I have commitment issues. I have issues with trusting my instincts. And I commit to the wrong people and to the wrong things. And since I've been burnt in the past, mm-hmm. I've labeled myself with commitment issues. And that's not true. It's the fact that I haven't really trust my instincts and got burnt from that. So that's what I want to say.
Okay.
Your girl could commit to something, all right? She can. I'm just saying.
Being the best pen pal ever.
Yes, exactly. That, you know, like baby steps. But I realized, I was like, yo, I don't really have commitment issues. It's just that I've had issues with commitment in the past. And it just was a catastrophe. So.
Okay.
So, you know, like I said, I'm growing.
You are. You are. She's left jail. Matter of fact, if you, I don't know what we're talking, go to the last podcast and you get all caught up. Cause this past weekend, girl.
Yo.
Oh. It was just too much to handle.
And it seems like it all happened on Friday night, right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, started on Friday. Mm-hmm. No. Was it Friday? Yeah. Because that's when we lost Mac Miller.
That's when we lost Mac Miller. That's when we got the...
Nicki?
Of course, the Nicki Minaj and Cardi B fight, the Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans fight.
That really happened. Nobody's confirmed that.
Well, I might have a little tea on that. Okay. Because I've done... like extensive research, like my life depended on it to find out about this Mary J. Blige and Faith, because we were getting everything on Cardi and Nicki.
Oh,
like
yeah.
We were still getting stuff about that, but I needed to find that out. And also we got the info that George Zimmerman threatened Jay-Z and Beyonce and called Beyonce a broke whore. Like
it was just too much. We're not even in Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
Girl. Imagine if we were in Mercury retrograde where the truth was really coming out.
So crazy. So I don't know where to start.
Let's start with Mac Miller.
Yeah, let's start with Mac Miller.
Because that right there was super sad. Like, I never met him. I've never interviewed him.
Mm-hmm.
But when I said something about that little boy, man, was just, he looked like just so, and maybe I might have interviewed him, but I don't remember. But either way, it was something about him I liked.
Yo, Mac Miller, seriously, super dope. Like, he's one of those few artists, and we do have to talk about him being a white hip-hop artist, because obviously that's, you know, it is what it is. But for me, he was very authentic to who he was and wasn't trying to be someone that he wasn't. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I appreciated about him. Music-wise, nailed it. Like, always. Obviously, since he died, a lot of people have gone down a Mac Miller rabbit hole. I did, too, with a bunch of videos on YouTube and going in my playlist and just digging up some stuff. His last album, Incredible, that one that came out a few weeks ago. But he very, like, extremely talented. He knew who he was as an artist to be so young. And I just, like, that really, really made me sad when I found out about it. Like, I just was just really sad.
I was like, and I think I was in Ken's office when I saw it. And I was like, what the F? And he was like, what? And I was like, Mac Miller died.
I didn't expect to hear that for like a very long time. The phrase Mac Miller has died is just like.
But it's become, I saw it on Instagram, it's become new common. We're hearing about people getting shot or people overdosing.
Yeah, the overdosing thing is just like.
And it's been calmed down with the overdose. I think we were hearing more of people getting, you know, shot.
Yeah. It's just the whole dying before 30 thing. Your life doesn't really begin until you're like 30.
True.
At least for me.
True. No, for
like,
me too.
Yeah, I think about the person that I was like 10 years ago, about to turn 30, and I had no clue what life was really about until literally maybe like 31, 32.
Not even.
When did yours kick in?
Like when it hit me, I want to say 38, 39.
Really?
Where I'm hitting and I'm like, yo, I'm loving this age. I'm loving everything. You know, like I realized that I've made major mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think it wasn't until 38 where I said, you know what, Sharon? You are, I knew who I was. I mean, we say we know who we are.
Yeah.
But it's now when I know what I like and what I don't like, and I'm not afraid to tell anybody, like, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. Unless it has to do with the contract. There, I'm a little afraid of. I'm not gonna, that's the only thing I'm lying about. But everything else, when it comes to relationships, friendships, happiness, I'm gonna tell you, I want this, I want that, I want this. If you can't deal with it, then we're good.
Yeah.
You know, but now, oh yeah, now I'm 39.
At least now you know. Like I heard a couple of my friends, like their older cousins and stuff like this, is they said something about 40 is like when you turn 40, you just really give two fucks, not in a reckless kind of like 19, 21 type of way, but in a way where you're just over just trying to be someone or something that you were totally not, and you fully embrace yourself. Especially women, like, they said something about turning 40 is just like freeing. It's something about it that's so liberating and so freeing. So I'm looking forward to it, but I can honestly say, like, 30, between the ages of 31 and 33, I just had my ass handed to me. And then 33 on, up until maybe like, no, 31 through 36 was real rough for me.
Oh yeah,
like really. Just like it was just nonsense after nonsense. A lot of it I caused on myself, and others just really, it just came my way, and I really wasn't able to like deal with it well, like really, really not deal with it. And knowing that, you know, Mac Miller, I believe he was 26. Yo, 26, I was living my best life.
Yeah, I think 25, I was living a really like fun one.
26, I broke as hell, but super happy.
They made me sure he's 26.
Yeah, I feel like he's 26 because Ariana Grande is like 25, I believe. So I think they were like a year apart or whatever. Like
yeah,
that.
26.
Yeah, so just hearing that someone, knowing how amazing 26 was for me, I got my first full-time gig, my first apartment by myself. I was on the other side of the country, you know, being like utopia, you know, like, you know, 26 was really, 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 really awesome. And to hear someone, you know, taking their life at 26, and automatically, and I'm just going to say it, like, you think of someone like Mac Miller, who's worth millions of dollars, has this incredible fan base, people who love him. I saw him in concert once by default. It was him, Kendrick. This is when Kendrick was like, I think that's when his second album dropped. So Kendrick, people were like, oh, okay, you know, I forget. Damn, what's the name of the song he did with Drake that everybody liked? But they're not talking anymore.
Who?
Do you remember that Drake? Remember Drake and Kendrick Lamar did a song on Kendrick's album?
Oh, I don't remember.
Damn. Okay, it was that album.
Well,
when
how
Kendrick,
about I Google it while
you yeah, he he just dropped that album. I want to say Swimming Pools was on it. I might be completely got the name of the song wrong or whatever. Don't, you know, murder me. It's just like a lot of music comes out at once. But it was off of that album, Mad Kid Something City. That album, I think that's the name of it. Anyway,
Poetic Justice? No.
Yeah, Poetic Justice. What's the name of the album that was on? I think it's Mad Kid Something City, and I should be slapped in the face because it is a classic like album for artists, a hip-hop artist. Like, that was definitely a classic hip-hop album because it was so good. And I'm very disappointed in myself right now because I do not know the name of the album, but I think
it was Mad Kid
Good City or something like that. Please don't judge us.
Yeah. We can edit this out, but we won't.
Yeah, we will absolutely not edit it out because we're human. We're not freaking walking.
You know, everybody expects us
Billboard
to know everything.
Magazine.
We're like, we're supposed to be the walking Bible.
Yeah, like,
not
nah,
you
know the mean? Way information comes at you nowadays. It is truly, shout outs to all of you people who actually remember every single fucking thing. But not I, says the rabbit. Not I. I'm not ashamed.
Didn't Kendrick be featured on? Well, be featured. Didn't Kendrick appear on? No, he went on his first tour with Mac Miller, I think.
Right. It was a Wiz Khalifa tour. That's what I'm trying to get to. It was a Wiz Khalifa tour.
I'm looking for that.
Mac
one, so.
Miller was went on right before Wiz and
Good Kid, Mad City.
There you go. Good Kid, Mad City. That album. So he was touring with Wiz Khalifa on that tour. And Mac Miller was second to Wiz, which made him a big deal. So I really didn't know anything about Mac Miller. I knew he was a cute little white boy from Pittsburgh. I believe, I want to make sure that's right, from from Pittsburgh, if I can speak properly. And I really was there to see Wiz. I wasn't even really there to see Kendrick. The only reason why I sat through Kendrick's set is because my feet were hurting. And my boy was like, yo, Kendrick Lamar is super dope. That's the album that I just sent you, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I listened to Kendrick and I was like, oh, wow, he's next level. Hope he blows. He did. Then Mac Miller came on and I was just like, okay. Like, is he 12? Like, what's happening? But I was just like really surprised because dude was like super dope. And you know, Wiz came out and just blew everything to smithereens. But my level for Mac Miller, because I really didn't know who he was. I kind of thought he was a novelty when he got on the stage. And I was just like, the biggest eye roll, and the feet was still hurting. So I didn't want to get up and partake in all the other stuff that was going on at the show. But yeah, so, and that was like the summer of, I want to say, whenever that Kendrick Lamar album came out. Yeah, it was 2012. Yeah, the summer 2012. That's when I became a Mac Miller fan. So, but it's just really sad. Like, it's just so young and the overdose. And to me, the saddest thing is that it's just weird that his whole house was cleaned out by the time. Did you hear that part?
No.
Like, there wasn't like a lick of anything when I guess the authorities got to his house and whatever, whatever. So the people that he were with, who was with him at that time, they were smart enough to clean up shit so they wouldn't probably be implicated in anything. But dude still died.
Yeah, what's her name? Karen Civil. Saw it, was the one was at the house when they found him.
Karen Civil was there?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, you know, when you talk about your 26, I talk about my 26, and anybody that's listening, thinking about their 26, ours is completely opposite of his.
Yeah.
You know, and let's just say anyone that did not grow up in the 90s and back, our way of growing up is completely opposite of all these kids, because the mental illness is super real. The celebrity, the fame that they go through, the struggles they go through is so real.
Yeah. And you add social media to
that. Social media, you add the money, you add, like, I break up. And I'm not blaming Ariana because everybody went ham.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Like, that's what a lot of people are doing. And you cannot. Like, have you ever dated someone who...
Oh, yeah, my ex.
Okay, right.
Oh, my God.
So,
yeah.
You know, like, if God forbid anything happened to him and any of my exes, and I know I joke around, you know, with the whole dating dudes, you know, who've been in jail and stuff like that. But is there so much that you could do?
There is
so much you could do.
All you could do is just sit back and let them do them. You know that you did your part.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened. Excuse me. And that's what I did, because that's one thing my ex knew about me that I always worried about. God forbid we were to break up, what's going to happen to him?
Yeah.
And he would use that against me. He'd be like, I'll cut myself. I'll kill myself. And I know he wouldn't do it. Yeah. But again, he was younger. He's 26.
Yeah.
So this mentality of the kid, and I don't know, maybe I could be wrong. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist. I don't know anything about people's brains and how they live. But the way that these kids are, they retaliate. And I'm not saying that's what Mac Miller did. He's retaliated because of Ariana Grande. But the way that they're growing up, it's like they have everything stacked against them. They all want to say that, no, we're the future because we know what we're doing. We changed this. We got the Me Too. We got this. It's not that, my love. We're happy that you're doing something great. But y'all not built for the craziness that comes with it, because y'all quick to go to social media. Yeah, and of course, rock stars always overdose. So I can't, again, I'm not bringing it back to Mac Miller, but at the same time, he's young and he's in this lifestyle that if you haven't been trained for it, because they're not trained for all this, it's one day you're asleep, next day you wake up, you're a star.
Yeah.
You don't know how to, you do not know how to deal with it. And I feel bad. I think that's what bothers me more with his death. Again, I didn't know him. I liked him because I would see him pop up. And some innocent about his face.
Oh, very. There was an innocence.
Yeah, there was an innocence. But I don't want to blame anybody, but I do want to say, unfortunately, this lifestyle that he had brought him to it. But everybody brings down the timeline of they broke up. He got into a car accident, was dealing with that, drinking and driving. I don't think he was really going to do any time.
No,
and then, you know, this, you know, he admitted to having drugs. I don't know. I don't know. It's sad. It's sad.
It's very sad. I'm just going to say this because I don't know what it's like to be that young and to have everything that he had. And I just feel like the people that you surround yourself with, you have to be very mindful. You know, like you, especially if you're, you know, a Mac Miller.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful about the people that you surround yourself
with. And he's a white guy in a world that's, I mean, not in the world, in a field that is majority African-American. So, you know, the tension that he gets on top of it, even though I think he's proved himself to being a talented artist.
An incredible artist. Like,
but you still got to deal with everyone.
Yeah. And it sucks, you know, like, and like I said, either one of us cannot sit here and pretend to know his struggle and what he went through. But my thing is just like, as after seeing his last video, Self-Care, he's basically, and it's so eerie when you see these videos and you hear these songs. I mean, Pac and Big kind of did the same thing too about, I don't even want to say predicting their death, but being just like, for me, way too comfortable with the idea of dying and just kind of being okay with it. Someone, you know, had a quote, I can't remember who it is, it's someone I really like and I can't remember the name of the person, but they were just like, you know, I'm not okay with dying, like I have so much more to do.
Oh girl,
and that's
I ain't
why
trying
I'm
to
just like, but that, you know, that those are the things that haunt me, and I was just like really eerie, and especially also Left Eye, like after watching that documentary she did before she died. Mm-hmm. It's just like a kind of a piece that they kind of succumb to before they pass away about dying. And I don't know how it gets there. Like, I've been really, really depressed. Mm-hmm. And to the point where, you know, thoughts have run through my head. And I would always say to myself, you know, like, me harming myself in any kind of way that will cause me death is, like, the most cowardice thing to do and the most selfish thing to do.
Hell yeah. You know, the bill that you're going to leave on your parents? Girl, that should be the other reason. That bill is
going to
be expensive.
Besides the finances, the grief. Like, how can you, you know, like, that's just, like I said, this is my personal opinion and how I feel. I'm not here to make anyone feel bad. If you've ever had, you know, ever been to that point in your life where, you know, you did want to call it quits. I just know for me, like, I've always thought about other things that are more important than me not being, you know, woman enough to handle the shit that I'm going through. Yeah. But as far as Mac Miller's concerned, like, I guess time will tell and we'll find out. Like, you know,
I don't even want to find out.
Yeah.
And I
agree with you.
That's
on
one
that.
Thing of this job that I hate. But then, you know, as a fan, not as a fan of his, but sometimes I do want to know. But at this point, I don't want to know.
No, I actually agree with you on that, because I just feel like the fact that he's dead and he's not coming back, like, no matter what information we get, is not going to bring him back.
No, not one bit.
Yeah.
Unless somebody murdered his ass. Then by all means,
well,
I want to know.
That's the thing about the whole cleaning up shit really quickly. But I also know for a fact that when people are grimy and they're your quote unquote friends and shit, something like that happens where it could implicate them and they could get in trouble, they will cover their backs.
Of course.
You know, cover their backs. I had an aunt who passed away from an overdose. And this is what I'm saying. Be mindful of the people you surround yourself with. Her quote unquote friends and, like, you know, people that she called family or whatever like that, these motherfuckers left her on a roof in the projects in New York City, then called 911 and had 911 come and get them because they didn't want the apartment that she died in was basically a crack house. Well, a crack den, basically. It wasn't a house. It was an apartment in a project. So I call it a crack den. Anyways, it was a drug haven. She overdosed. They tried to revive her. Luckily, someone that actually, you know, cared about her shared the information with my family. They tried to revive her in a tub. That didn't work. And then they were just like, fuck it, we're gonna leave her on the roof.
On the roof. So they moved her.
Yes, ma'am.
Get the fuck out of here.
So, needless to say, just be mindful who you do shit with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, I rarely, and a lot of this has to do with the fact that I got jumped. I've had the same friends since I was like maybe like 4 or 5. I have, you know, people that I've come into contact with, like Loka, and like a friend that I made like 10 years ago who I consider to be like my people. Like, I don't really roll with a lot of people, you know, especially in this industry and what we do. And how, you know, we could get access to a lot of things that sometimes, and then sometimes we have access to absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So I just feel like you just really need to be mindful about who you surround yourself with.
Sure enough.
In all cases. Like, all the time.
Well, R.I.P. Mac Miller. Yes. I pray that you are in heaven.
Definitely.
Somebody might get mad, but I always say, may they be in heaven drinking that good wine with God on his right and Jesus on his left. Because, you know, the wine, when I say that, it's the blood of Christ. Mm-hmm. And that wine ain't going to get you messed. I say it in a spiritual way, not in a get turned up in heaven and get twisted. No, it's not that. I just want to make sure that's clear. Before we continue on, you know, with our podcast.
Yeah.
Because, honey, you know I got to talk about me some Nicki and some Cardi B, which I am disappointed in both.
Let's move to the ratchetness.
Yeah, it's not even that ratchet.
It's that shit is ratchet. What happened?
It's disappointing.
It's beyond disappointing, but it was ratchet.
Yeah.
It was really ratchet.
And I don't even know who to blame because we still don't know the truth because everybody's throwing out their stories. The only person who hasn't talked is Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Cardi wrote her comment. All the reporters around are writing their comments. And the only proof we got is a knot on the forehead, which we see the video. It was security accidentally elbowing her.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't know what triggered it. Of course, people say a social media post, liking your kid. I don't think Cardi B is that freaking nuts to check somebody for them liking a comment. Liking.
From all the stuff that I've read, because this was just like mind-boggling because it happened at a Harper Bazaar
Icons
party. Are you kidding me? For Fashion Week, where there's a handful of us in there.
Yeah.
It's a handful of us in there.
It is very luxurious.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Like, if you don't live in New York City and you don't know about the Plaza, Google that shit right now. Yeah,
it's like, that's where they shot Home Alone. You know where he first left?
You're so right.
The hotel. Yeah. And now it's not even a hotel. It's apartments. Because they gutted it. They didn't gut it out, but they changed the hotel into apartments. So these are rich people. Rich, bougie, stick your nose up in the air type of people that live in that building. So you know they were already mad that they were having a party in their apartment building.
Yeah. I got to give it up to you for that Home Alone reference.
Oh, yeah.
We can't get the Kendrick Lamar album, but you remember something from like 1990, like one or two.
Yeah.
So let's give it up.
That's my movie.
You didn't take a bow, bitch.
Thank you. You know, so it's like, I'm blown. And the Harper, like I said, the Plaza's beautiful.
Yeah.
And the Harper is bougie as hell too.
Yeah, it's Fashion Week. You know, it's a big deal. And for them to be in that party, that's a huge deal. Especially Cardi.
Yeah, but you know what? I take it back. You know who I blame? I blame Harper Bazaar because they knew what the fuck they were doing.
Well,
they knew it. Because you know that these two women don't get along. There's beef going on. She talks about everybody. Nicki's on a rampage talking about everybody. And y'all gonna invite her? That publicist, whoever did the invitation sending, should be fired. Or they should have made sure times was separate. You could only be here from this time to this time, then you gotta go, bitch. This time to this time, then you gotta go, bitch.
I disagree with you because I feel like they're both grown-ass women who are millionaires.
Unfortunately, what field are they in? What kind of genre are they in? They're
in hip-hop. I'm assuming that they were like, you know, it's Nicki and it's Cardi and it's Harper. So, you Mm-mm. know, it'll be, you know, like.
No. I could give it if they never saw a video of Cardi B snapping on a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I could give it. They never knew who Cardi B was.
And Cardi had the baby, so they might think that she might have come.
Cardi is still street at the end. And I'm not saying Nicki ain't street. I think they both are, but I think Cardi definitely is a little bit more. I hate that I just did that. I can't believe I just did that. But like, I don't, you know, of course them two are two grown ass women.
They're millionaires.
But they were set up to be at the same time. I'm telling you.
Well, I know. We know that they were there for the, you know, it was strategic that they were there at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly do not think that they thought that was going to happen.
Yo, you bugging.
Because it didn't get to a point where Nicki was like, not Nicki, I'm sorry, where Cardi was like on Instagram saying, you know, next time I see Nicki, I'm going to fuck up on sight.
No, Nicki, but what? But Nicki was sitting down with Ra Ali, mm-hmm. who they say Ra Ali hit her, but it was security, and another chick. And they kept saying, on site, we going to check you. It was a video a while ago. I don't know if it was to Cardi. I don't know if it was to Dream Doll or anybody. But, you know, you got Ra Ali, supposedly, with Nikki, you really telling me that nothing's going to pop off? You're crazy.
Wait a minute. What does Dream Doll have to do with anything?
I don't know if it was Dream. It was somebody they were barking at before.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I might just be throwing your name in there, girl, and then you need some pub. But it was somebody they were mentioning, Ra Ali. Uh-huh. It was on a couch, and Nikki was on the couch, and they were going, no, you know what? It was Cardi. Sorry, so, Dream Doll, but what up, girl? I love your wigs.
Because this is the part that I didn't know. Like, I thought it was a situation where there was a lot of stuff that's been said by Nikki and a lot of innuendos by Nikki concerning Cardi, and also that Nikki was stopping Cardi from making money somehow.
Yeah, like, no, she was from like, what I heard,
dipping in the bag somehow. Like,
yeah,
knocking,
she was telling people not to work with Cardi. Right, that's what I've always heard.
Which is something that I heard that Nikki does. Like, other female rappers artists have confirmed that is something that she's been doing for a minute.
See, but you know what drives me? All right, so here we go. Let me rewind real quick.
Yeah, because there's a lot that I don't.
In this part. I know somebody is setting them up to be arguing. Of course, one might continue to run with it.
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm going with this little theory is because it has happened to me. And you know, this podcast is about, of course, talking about the celebs, but then reminding you that it could happen to all of us at the same time. So the reason, what I heard was, Nikki liked a comment about Cardi being an unfit mom.
I heard that.
And
as well.
So that's why, you know, that was one thing. And that's why she was like, keep talking about my daughter. Keep talking about my daughter. Boom. That's it. But my thing is, this whole thing started. Maybe Nikki is doing that, telling everybody you can't work with any other female. If you do, it's a wrap. It could be that. Or there's other males, and I'm taking it there. There could be males going around spreading that rumor, like, Nikki doesn't want to work with any other female. Nikki probably never said it. Maybe she did. I'm not disagreeing or agreeing with you. But you have to go on both sides. Until Nikki says something, until Cardi says, you know, they both say admit to whatever their faults were, which we're not going to hear anybody admitting to this. I want to say this whole thing stemmed from somebody in their camp wanting them to be like, yo, I'm the queen bitch in this game. But of course, I know many people are going to be like, all right, so you're going to say the same thing with Remy Ma? You're going to say the same thing with Lil' Kim?
Yeah, that's the issue that I have, is that I feel like there are way too many other females that Nikki has an issue with for it to just be. But I do agree with you that it is a huge, like, it could, because this happened to me as well, too.
Yeah, and
it really sucks, where it's usually at a radio station, there's only maybe like two females that work on air at the same time. Yeah. One might be full time, the other one might be on the weekend.
Yeah.
So when I got my first gig, it was two of us. I did midday, she did nights, and we had a dude who did afternoons. And from the moment I walked in the door, they were like, you know, well, so-and-so is going to give you problems, and so-and-so is going to, you know, show you shade, because she's from the East Coast too, but she's not from New York. And, you know, New York is doper from where she's from. Yada, yada. Like, they were planting all these seeds in my head. And we've already discussed this. Not only am I Brooklyn, but I'm also very socially awkward. And it was my first gig. And I didn't know nobody out there. So it was just like, yo, I don't fuck with you, like the little the Big Sean song, like, constantly in my head when it came to this song. Girl. And it was like that for like 7 to 8 months, until something bad happened to her. And her mom was like, there is no other female out there besides Utopia, and you need to talk to somebody, physically sit down and talk to someone about what just happened to you. She was like, I just have a feeling it's going to work out for you. We sat down and we talked. She told me what was going on with her. You know, whatever tension that I thought that we had, I pushed it aside to sit to talk to her. And we talked about that. She felt better. And then we were just like, why don't we fuck with each other? And then we traced it back to one guy who was planting all of these seeds in our heads about each other. Because then he told her, you know, she thinks she's all that because she's from Brooklyn, and, you know, yada, 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 this, that, and the third. And it was just like, wow, they really pinned us against each other, and we had no clue, and we just really drank that Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
So we could have been friends, like, since the day that I moved out here.
Yeah.
So it is very possible that that is exactly something like that did happen with Nikki and Cardi. But also, I do believe that Nikki, I don't know,
something's going on with her.
Yeah, it's it, it she just doesn't. I watched that Ellen interview that she did last week. Mm-hmm. Even though who I'm so glad that she got a new hairstylist because
I don't like her hair. I mean, I'm not being a bully because you gotta be careful. I don't like her new. I don't like her hairstyle that she had at the fashion week because it's been just like all that? Wet hair.
I loved it.
Girl,
her.
I'm spending. Hold on.
You didn't
hold
like
on.
It?
No, hold on. Let me understand this. I'm spending all this money to get my hair done. Mm-hmm. And you are just going to wet a wig and put it on my hair? You going to wet a wig? I could have done that my damn self.
You're right, but
wet a wig and paint the bottom of the tips.
I don't know. That professional wet look is the Melissa Ford look. Like, that professional wet look just drives me insane because I don't think I could ever rock anything like that and it'll look that good on me. I loved it.
I hated it.
But anyways, back to her, Nikki. She just, I don't know, just something didn't seem right when she did the Ellen interview. And even though she was, you know, being herself and I don't know, it just didn't seem right. I don't know because it was Ellen or what, but it just doesn't seem like something's okay, like everything's okay with her.
She had a breakdown, maybe.
Yeah, and I hate that because her last album, the Queen album, was really good.
I liked it.
It was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I can say the same thing about Cardi B's album. I didn't think Cardi B's album was going to be as great as it was.
I mean, I like them both. I'm not saying they both have a full album that I could sit here and listen through.
Absolutely
but there
not.
Was, if there was, like, if there's like 12 tracks, six of them I like.
Yeah.
Which means it's good because it's only
it's
four.
Great, yeah.
You're not going to like everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So both of the products that they put out in the past year were way better than I anticipated because of all of the extra stuff. You know, I feel like sometimes some artists... that recipe of you got to do more because, you know, when the album drop is going to be meh. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how I felt about Kanye's album. Like, I didn't his.
Oh, but I like that new record.
Oh, the Lil Pimp record?
Yeah.
Girl, let me tell you.
You a fucking hoe. I love it.
I had to have a moment because I was just like, the fact that I love this song so much.
You a fucking hoe.
Between the beat and the way Pimp rides the shit, I'm just like, and then Kanye with the sparkling water comment. Because that's one of my friends checked me one day about that. She was like, bitch, when you started to drink sparkling water? I was like, look, all right? I got class. I want to be drinking tap water for the rest of my life. Give me some of that Pellegrino, whatever how you pronounce it, really quick right now. Pellegrino, that's it.
I hope I said it right.
Is it Pellegrino?
I don't know.
We got a lot going on, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yo, that's my
I feel okay to buy it because I was just like,
girl, I love it. Like Kanye, you know, how we're quickly getting off of Nikki. Well, yeah, you know, whatever. It's over.
Yeah.
Nikki, just get your life right now. Matter of fact, if you want to come on the podcast and really have a conversation with us and not give us the we would love it.
And also Cardi too, because I feel like when it comes to Cardi, because I was very disappointed when I woke up on Saturday morning and I seen that article. But I don't know. Everyone knows about this. My mom was like, "So what happened with Cardi and Nicki?" So we were talking about it, and my mother was like, "Oh, she said something about her daughter." Mm-hmm. I was just like, "Yeah." She was like, "Yeah, that warranted possibly, you know, a shoe being thrown at
her." But everybody told, all right, now we're back to Nicki and Cardi. Like, but the thing is, you are a celeb. Your child is, I'm not saying that it's right.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, your child is up for grabs. That's why you keep covering your child, because you know motherfuckers are going to go
like
in.
Like Michael did.
Yeah, you know your child are going to go in. So why are you getting upset at that?
Yeah.
If you're upset at that person, you upset at that person, but don't let her know, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody know that you're going to go left on your child, because that's a lot of lawsuits.
And you're 110% correct, but in Cardi's defense,
and I like them both.
Yeah,
I mean, she's Dominican. Ay, dime lo que lo que.
In Cardi's defense, I will say this. I don't know the new motherhood thing, and just enough is enough. Cardi is new to fame and new to being who she is, so she might not be surrounded by the right people. I'm grateful that her sister wasn't there, because if If Hennessy was there, it would have been a problem.
Hennessy, to me, I feel like, I don't know.
Would have been a problem.
She just, it was a little too much.
Yeah, it would have been a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. But
so we'll see how this unfolds. Maybe it could be a situation where a year from today, you know, Cardi is performing in Jamaica, Queens. Nicki Minaj happens to be there and she'll bring him out.
Just Meek, like, and Drake. Meek and Drake.
Like, how huge was that?
That was really
That nice. Was so huge. It was so unexpected, and it was super dope to see that happen right after that happened.
And I know Nicki probably is like one step
tight,
off.
Yo.
Like, yo, first off, I got to fight this bitch. My ex is hanging out with my old homie who we all thought they were mashing. Like, it was just a straight. But I know she's at home like, I can't take it all.
But it's so huge because, you know, Meek has been through a lot in the past few years. Like, a lot. And the whole him having beef with anybody in hip hop, like, bro, like, you know, like, get over it. Like, it's time to move forward and move on. And it was super dope. Like, the way he came out on the stage and just like how, you know, what was even doper is the fact that Drake knew all the lyrics
to his song.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, initially, we should all be in a space where we're all fans. Like, it's not hard for me to be a fan of Locust. You know, it's not. Or anyone else that I rock with, any other female here. Like, I'm, you know, we all do have our periods where we're just like, damn, this bitch did this.
I want to do
you
it.
You know, you're a little jealous, you know, but you still root for them and you still, you know, want the best for them. And to me, like, that moment with, you know, Meek and Drake on stage is dope. Like, I remember when Nas and Jay, you know, like, stuff like that. And because the fighting and all of that is unnecessary.
It is.
It was very unnecessary.
But talking about Nas, that mother spilled tea yet again. This weekend was crazy, I tell you.
Yo, Nas with the Instagram post. You know, he posts on Instagram like every 6 years. So the fact that he gave us a novel with like his little version, because he said he wasn't going to say nothing because he's been really, really quiet. And if there's one thing you need to know about me, I am a huge Nas fan. It's not like if I see him, fuck him on site. No, in my mind, like,
yeah,
no. Nas is like my big brother in my head. Like I ride for him like I'm Hennessy for Cardi B. Is how I so I've been real like quiet about the whole Khalees thing because I don't know, like, domestic abuse allegations, that is huge. So anytime, be it a male or a female, you know, or saying have these domestic abuse allegations, I have nothing to say or I'm not riding for anybody. But I have been waiting for Nas to say something about the situation because Khalees has been going hard.
Oh, she's doing it. Like every interview she does is about him.
Yeah, like she's been going really hard. Now, mind you, she's married. She has another kid. Mm-hmm. Like, she has another life.
Yeah. But she has a cookbook. She's a chef.
Yeah, like she has a whole life besides the situation with Nas. And it could get, I don't know. It seems like it's something more than what it is between, you know, when it comes to her and him, because she's really been going hard. So for Nas to finally say something, it's just like, you know, it's about time. Like, because I've been waiting.
Yeah, and it's so funny how Nicki's coming out talking about, back to Nicki, talking about Safari, and then he's talking about Khalees all at the same time, because it's only been like a week apart. And then this weekend he was at a concert where supposedly Khalees was at as well, and he was on stage talking stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I thought you knew that's what I didn't know
that part. I knew obviously about the Instagram post, but I didn't know that they were at the same concert.
They were at a concert
time.
Again, put this together. Yeah. I don't know what she was doing there.
Where was
it?
It was like an old,
let me pull it up right now.
Yeah, because I need to know, because what was she, did she perform Milkshake? Like, probably. What had happened? Like, why was she there? Why were they in the same building at the same time and it did not involve their son?
One Music Fest 2018.
Is that overseas?
No. I don't think so.
One Music Fest 2018.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, because I need to know, like, who. But I'm very sure, you know, whoever booked this.
Atlanta Central Park.
Yo! That happened in the A?
Yeah.
Okay, that's crazy.
But let me make sure. Big Crit, her, Nas, Miguel.
They were all on the. They
yeah,
were on
but
the.
Khalees wasn't on the. But he was on stage talking about it.
But was Khalees set to perform?
I'm about to check. I'm
sorry. Yeah, because I'm like, why was she there? Like, I felt like she lives in California somewhere. Like, why was she there? Unless she was getting a check. Maybe she was doing some cooking things. It is a festival. So maybe that's why she was there.
They say she was there and she was hearing it.
Yikes.
No, Nas takes shot at Khalees while performing legendary set at One Music Fest. They say she was there. Nas proved that he can still connect with a youthful audience more than 20 years after releasing his debut album, Illmatic. I mean, that's a classic album.
Yeah, this Come is on. A hip-hop classic.
Any like, kid, white, black, brown, yeah. If you want to get into hip-hop, you have to listen to the Illmatic. Like, the album is just
I don't understand why people still write articles like that. Like, they're surprised that Nas could go, you know, somewhere where their kids are under 25 and they know all the words to Illmatic. Like, they're not going to know it. They just say, cut it out if you're one of those people. Just stop writing about how you're still surprised that X amount of years later that is still going out.
Yeah. So. Nas blasted Khalees in several scathing Instagram posts. Nas was apparently disturbed because he was told by a person at Essence magazine that Khalees spoke about him maliciously in an interview that is set to be released. He says, sometimes when shit don't work out, shit get ugly. That's terrible. If a relationship doesn't work, live life. You move on. Nas told the crowd during the middle of his set, addressing the situation for the first time since posting about his ex on his Instagram. He followed the statement by performing the breakup song, Bye Baby.
Wow, because I thought maybe he was going to... He probably did One Love, then went into that spiel, and then Bye Baby, which is a really great song if you
Wait,
don't...
Wait, but I saw like, somewhere where Khalees was
never
there.
Heard it, it's super dope, but Aaron Hall.
I don't know which that one is.
Well, I don't know what to say about this whole Nas and Khalees situation, but the nanny that used to work for Khalees has pretty much co-signed everything that Nas was saying about how Khalees is, you know, not the nicest person and her mother is not nice at all as well.
I heard that when I was interning.
Yeah.
I was coming out of my internship and Khalees was walking past us.
Mm-hmm.
And my boss was like, I wanted to be like, look, it's Khalees. And she grabbed me by my wrist and yanked me like a mom. You know, like when you're a kid, she yanked me. She goes, that's one person you will not talk to because she's super rude. Like, she's not a nice person. She's a bitch. I said, oh, okay. I remember all every time. I know every artist they talked about, like that really molded me when I was an intern of who to fuck with and who not. Like, listen to what people say. Because around that time when I was an intern was when Bill Cosby came in and they said, yo, do not go anywhere near Bill Cosby. I always say this when it comes to Bill Cosby. They were like, don't go nowhere near him. And my intern boss, she was like, because he will do something bad to you. But then she was like, well, you're not his type. Like, she played around with me. She was like, don't worry, you're not his type anyway. But Khalees, I've always heard she wasn't a nice person. Like, but, it, you know, I don't know. That could be, again, another setup like Nicki and Cardi. People talk smack about you.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, this whole situation with Nas and Khalees is like they've been divorced for a minute. They have this beautiful son who's seeing all of this. And it's not like back in the day when your parents got divorced and they talk shit about each other to family and friends. Now everything is online.
Yeah.
And the kid is at an age where if you're 2 and above, you know how to work an iPad or whatever.
Yeah.
Or you know. So he has access to all this stuff. And it has to suck for him. So, you know, like I said, I'm a huge Nas fan. And for me, he's like my big brother in my head. So I'm going to ride for him. But my main concern is his child. Like, that little boy.
And I think that was why he wrote that Instagram post, because he wants to see his son.
Yeah.
He wants to see
his son. That sucks, but I'm not going to sit here in front. Like, if Khalees didn't drop another album, I'm not going to buy it.
What?
Because I'm a huge Khalees fan as well. So. But real quick, let's talk about this Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans.
Right? I do not believe this. This is too much. Like, I don't believe it because it can't be coming out of left field. Like, what was going? What was in the water?
Yeah, y'all. If you haven't heard, which I feel like you have, but you might have swiped past it. Allegedly, Friday night at Diddy's Hamptons party, Faith and Mary had a fight.
But did they have beef before? I never heard of them having beef.
Allegedly, they've been had beef. That's why if you have Faith's first album and you got it the year that it dropped, you have that duet with Faith and Mary on it, Love Don't Live Here Anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bought the album, I think after 97 or 98, 99, you don't have it as a duet. You have it as one whole track with Faith singing both parts by herself. So they've had beef since like 1990 something.
Get out.
it's been that serious. It's, the beef is so serious that Mary was like, snatch my voice off of your first album, ho.
Get out.
Yeah, it's like,
well, why?
I don't know. It could be a Nicki and Cardi thing again, where they were pitted against each other, which makes no sense because when Faith dropped, Mary was already damn near the My Life album dropped. So Mary was a bona fide star.
Is this because of maybe Biggie?
Hell no. No, ooh. No. Kim and Faith strictly about Biggie. But Mary and Faith, nah, Biggie got nothing to do with that.
But no, but because she was part of the Diddy crew.
Okay, I just spit my word.
Hold on, but listen.
And what is the other thing that's clown shit is telling the world that someone said something just so that you don't feel fucking dumb for looking dumb, for doing dumb shit.
That's Nicki Minaj.
No, I've never said or did.
I didn't see it. Where was that?
No clue. No clue. I have no clue. I just want to let the world know that Onika Tanya Mirage would never, has never, and will never speak ill of anyone's child.
Lies!
But you will like the shit out of somebody speaking reckless about somebody's child. But wait, no,
didn't she talk about, I just saw, it just popped up on the Instagram, that's why I'm talking about it. Didn't she talk about Stormy? Or she just said Stormy and her got beef? Because remember she was talking about it?
She talked about a whole bunch of people recklessly in the past, like, 90 days.
But wait, but did she talk about Stormy? All right, I'm going to take that back. Did she talk about Stormy?
Allegedly, she talked about Travis, Kylie, and Stormy.
But she didn't say anything bad, did she?
I don't think she said anything.
I think she said people are saying that I got beef with Stormy.
I don't know, but she's been talking reckless about everyone for a long time.
All right, so let's pull back to Faith and Mary.
Okay, so back to Faith and Mary. Yeah, so we're waiting to find out. But I do believe something happened because someone I know was at a fashion show for Fashion Week on Saturday, and she ran into Misa.
Who's Misa?
Misa is Diddy's first baby mother.
Oh, yeah, the
Justin's
stylist.
Mother. Yeah. So I was like, girl, I was like, are you like, I just saw you put the photo up on Instagram. Like, yo, ask her about what happened between Mary and Faith. Like, 'cause I need the tea. And she's like, what happened between Mary and Faith? And I told her, she was like, no way. I was like, yeah, way. I was like, try to find out something. And oh, she texted me back like 15 minutes later. She was like, girl, all I'm going to tell you is that Misa is team Mary. Yeah, girl. I was just like, I want to ask more questions, but I'm mid-nap and I gotta go back to dreaming to whatever the fuck I was dreaming about. So I will hit you up later. But yeah, so something happened. Allegedly it was a fight. Maybe we'll get more details. Probably not, because it's two aunties fighting and nobody got time for that.
You know what? I don't want to hear it though, because I like them both. And I don't want to hear anything negative about neither.
Yeah, so.
Especially, Mary. Like, she just got her damn Black Girl Rock on her.
I know. I have to watch that tonight.
Oh, it was so good.
It was?
Oh, my God. You are going to be, with everyone's speech, you're going to be like, yes, I can, I will, I must.
I have to emotionally get prepared for the Aretha Franklin tribute because I feel like Fantasia
killed it.
Yeah, anytime she opens her mouth, just tears of, like, oppression and just, like, 400 years of slavery just come down my face. It's just like, anytime Fantasia opens her mouth, I seen her in concert once and I cried the whole 90 minutes.
She gets the Holy Spirit in her when she sings.
Yes, she is like next level. When you see when you hear certain people sing and you watch them perform, it's just like something higher is in them that they connect to when they do it. Mm-hmm. And she's definitely that person.
Yeah, sure.
So
enough.
I can't wait to watch it because I opted for Power last night.
Oh, girl!
Girl.
Oh my God, your boy was in it.
We got to get Kevin back on the podcast.
I saw him at the end. I was like, yay!
Because I opted for that and Shameless last night, and I regret watching Shameless because I miss Insecure, and I watched Insecure this morning.
Lawrence is back.
Yes, girl.
I haven't watched it. I just know that he's back and everybody's making a big fuss about it.
When I tell you, Lawrence pops up by the time you hear this, it'll be Thursday, so there's no spoiler alerts. Lawrence pops up in the last literally 120 seconds of the episode. And when I tell you, when he popped up on that screen and he was like, hi, Issa, I screamed at such a high octave that I didn't even know it existed. Like, I screamed so loud for like 5 seconds. It was just insane this morning when I watched it. I was so happy. I didn't realize how much I like Lawrence on the show because I felt like he was bringing out the worst in her. But that Daniel dude to me brought out the worst in her, and I'm really digging Nathan. But I didn't realize how much I was rooting for Lawrence. Like, I was, like, really pissed at people threatening Issa because he wasn't allegedly going to be on this season in the mm-hmm. Lawrence Hive. I'm like, yo, calm down. Like, you know, it makes sense. They're not together anymore. So why would she keep him around kind of capacity? And it doesn't seem like, you know, they're that connected. Like, the friends, they figured out a way for them to have the friends that they are connected to and do their own thing. So I was just like screaming out under the octave. But between that and Power, the last 24 hours, Power. My heart has been like all over
the
place.
Angela died?
I don't know. And the thing is that I had a list of people that needed to die. Angela was like number 7 on the list. Because I'm just like, I just feel like a lot of, but then we wouldn't have a show without the whole Angela and Ghost and, you know, Tasha and stuff. Throughout the whole episode, I was like, yo, Ghost is really tripping because the way he talks to Tasha, his actual wife, mm-hmm. I hate that. The way he interacts with her and how he kills,
but he loves her.
How he kills everybody she fucks with.
They are all of them. He didn't kill Kanan killed the
other one. But I just felt like.
And this one, he's trying to set up the whole family to go to jail, bitch. Like, no.
I get it, but I'm just like, damn, can Tasha get a dick that can live?
Yeah,
like,
well, she got to find her a better dick. One that's not going to mess up with the money in the family.
Well, anyway, when Tommy shot Angela, I feel like if it was anyone else who shot her, I would be like, a slow clap, like really slow. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Tommy shot her, when he shot her, how he shot her, and the fact that she pushed Ghost out the way to take the shot, I was just like, damn, that didn't have to happen to Angela. Mm-mm. But if this was like last season, I would have been like,
probably.
I'm not gonna even lie, like, you know, Tyreek is the next one on the list that needs to go.
Oh, yeah. RIP. You don't need no
kids.
Can
we bring Rena back? Like, yo, he needs to go. That whole Angela's whole office need to go. Everybody
in
that office.
Oh, my God, that lawyer? Yo, I was waiting for Tommy to snap on him and shoot him. Like, yo, go ahead.
Because he is still, like, riding hard to get Angela, you know. It's just like, bruh, like, technically, yeah, you didn't get the person that you want to get, but you ruined her career, and y'all got somebody in jail for, you know, everything else. But needless to say, between Power and Insecure, your girl's edges was snatched. That's why I got this wig and hat on right now. Like, the edges is like
stop
back. Mm-mm. But it's time for us to wrap this up, girl.
Yes, it was fun. Good little recap. Yeah. Again, I love me some Nicki. I love me some Cardi. Yeah. I love me some Nas. I love me some Khalees, Drake. I love everybody. I just wish y'all could get your life. R.I.P. Mac Miller.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And if you haven't checked out Mac's latest album, super, super dope. Like, definitely do that before you go down the Mac Miller rabbit hole. Just check out his new album. It's really good.
All right, mi gente. Make sure you subscribe, comment, like, share. Because sharing is caring for the podcast. And be honest, we have thick skin. We'll take it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll take whatever comments you guys may have. Follow me on that Instagram at It's La Loca, ItsLaLoca.
And me at Utopia BK. And as far as the comments go, depending on what time of the month I read them.
Oh my God.
I might either A, clap back or cry like there's no tomorrow. So I'm just letting you know.
Stop.
Just letting you know.
Que mi hermano bendiga hoy, mañana y siempre. Which means may God bless you today, tomorrow, forever. Deuces.
Peace, y'all.